Hello.
Let's not do that again.
No, we do that every week.
Always seems to be the way.
Every other week, rather. But yes, in the week that someone had lasers fired into their brain and 1 billion people used Facebook in one day.
Amazing. A week where One Direction became Four Directions. And a week where the BBC broke up with the Met Office and it really hasn't stopped raining in England since.
Also, someone in Spain was fined €800 for taking a photo of a police car. And the Polish mayor found all kinds of Nazi gold. What a time to be alive.
How exciting. Indeed. It is indeed the Geekly Chronicles.
Indeed. In a week where far too much has happened.
And far too little of it was to me. Little.
Well.
Yeah.
unless you happen to be secretly Polish. And also hunting for Nazi gold.
I think it's more secretly hunting for Nazi gold because I'm not going to tell anyone. Shh.
True.
But I'm looking for the
Careful
Nazi gold.
Careful though, that the train full of Nazi gold could be booby-trapped. So
yes, that's very true.
I'd hate to lead you to a Nazi booby-trap.
Yeah, definitely don't want to get all booby-trapped in the Nazi gold.
No, that would be less than ideal.
Indeed.
Yes. It's been a bit of a big news week, really, hasn't
There's
it?
Quite a lot going on.
There is.
You know, we even had... news about the ice bucket challenge. You know, a year on, researchers have actually made a breakthrough in the treatment of motor neurone disease, and that's, you know, largely fueled by a lot of the donations that happened when people started dousing themselves with cold water.
Which is excellent news. Glad it's all worth it.
Well, indeed.
We've also had the news that hay fever apparently makes you worse at exams.
I knew it. That's all the reason I've never suffered with hay fever.
You've never had hay fever, have you?
Nope.
But hey, any excuse is better than no excuse.
Yeah, so, that's my motto.
Yeah. So, apparently, according to the article that I read, it makes you about 10% worse at your exams.
10%?
Which is probably a big chunk, if I understand maths correctly.
Yeah, this is where our maths exams would have been useful.
Yeah, well, you see, I failed maths because of hay fever, but...
At least 500% of it was down to hay fever.
Yes, exactly.
We've already had some requests coming in, so thanks for that. But, on the show tonight, as well as all of the other stuff that we will tell you about in a minute, we will be making your requests. So, playing your requests. So you can request things by tweeting at us using the hashtag... Which hashtag?
The hashtag is request.
Request.
Because I'm creative like that.
Tweet at GKOYCO and with the hashtag request and your song will come up. You could also join our chat room. I don't know why I'm talking like I'm from Essex for some reason. You could also join our chat room, said in the Queen's kind of BBC English. And now on BBC One, the chat room.
Right.
Yeah, so you can join the chat room as well, gkly.co/chat, or use your favourite IRC client. Join Freenode and the GKLY channel. That's where we all are.
Indeed.
We're hanging out. Hello to the chat room. Big ups to everyone in there. Hey?
Ignore me.
Okay. We tend to.
Yeah, we generally do.
Yep. And you can you could also email us, text us, call us. Are there phone numbers?
There are phone numbers. Would you like me to read them out?
I'd love
you to. Would that be friendly to our listeners?
Please.
Well, if you happen to be in the UK or don't mind dialing a UK number, the number you're going to want is 0203-389-6245. Or if you're in the US or want a US number, it's 415-287-9705. You can call them. You can text them.
Please don't eat them. Yeah, and on that note, then, as well as all of the usual segments, we do have our bad song of the week. We do have the tumble fumble. But this week we're a bit foodie. We've got a bit of a theme for tonight's show.
Mainly because we forgot to order a takeaway before going on air.
We did, yeah. So we've got lots of cool kind of weird food related things going on. We are going to be taking the Doritos Roulette Challenge a bit later as well.
Yes,
that's apparently dangerous because we're reckless.
Yes, I saw. In the news, I'd noticed this product in a supermarket, so I had a look online to see exactly what all the fuss was about. And there have been some quite serious health warnings issued about the product we have on our desk.
Really?
So that's going to be fun.
It looks like one of the Doritos is on fire on the front of the packet.
Yeah, that's always a good sign. I mean, I'll read out the rest of this this warning when we actually do it, but a school in Scarborough has warned that the crisps can cause severe distress.
Severe distress?
Yes.
I've never been distressed by a Dorito before.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
We're going to do some other things as well. So I'd really love to hear from you, listeners, about your the weirdest ever food combinations that you've heard of or tried or been told are good. We're going to try some on the show that I've heard of before. And if your suggestions come in, we will try and make them and eat them here on the show. Certainly if it's a sandwich related thing, we can try and make those and try them out. Please no poisoning the presenters.
That would be preferable.
Yeah. So we're going to... we're going to have a look at some weird sandwich combinations in a bit, as well as do that roulette challenge. Mm-hmm. Chris and I are going to actually have a bit of a bake-off. Yes. Live on the show. We're going to come now, to you live from the kitchen in a bit, right?
Indeed. I haven't quite figured out how we're going to do that. I think we'll just have to phone in from the kitchen.
That's but, fine.
That will be fine.
I can't actually remember how to make a cake. I think it's something to do with flour and eggs and water.
Butter.
And butter.
Something like that.
And sugar and spice. And all things nice.
Sounds
and
about right.
Chemical X, and then they fly and fight crime.
Let's try that. See what happens.
So we'll do that. I will make the perfect cupcakes. Yes. So we will, Chris and I will attempt to bake, and we will. We'll see what we can do.
Indeed, it's not quite, you know, Great British Bake Off, but
it's more just Bake Off.
Bake Off, yes. We're not actually allowed to make reference to the fact that this bake-off is either great or British.
No, well, for copyright reasons. Yes. So, but yeah, so
this is the crap Irish bake-off.
Yes. We will be attempting that later on. But first off, Catherine, you've already actually been baking before the show.
I have. I got two muffin recipe books for my birthday. So I've been itching to try those out. And today I made a spicy chorizo muffin.
So this is a savoury muffin.
Oh yeah, I like my savoury muffins.
So what's in it?
Well, chorizo, red pepper, a bit of garlic, some paprika, and your sort of general muffin-y goodness.
So we've got these things in front of us now. I'm going to take and tweet a picture of it before I devour it. But so here we go. I'll take that picture. And I have one of these muffins in my hand. Everyone, please do feel free to grab a muffin. Let's try these live on air. So this is a chorizo. Well, not you. You're a vegetarian.
Yeah, that's true.
but they do have sausage.
But that does
in
ensure
it.
That the talking doesn't stop. Yeah. The rest of us are.
Yes.
Munching.
I'll have to stall.
So
while
what?
You eat your
muffins. Well, why don't you describe what these look like, Chris? While I'm giving it a go.
In a word, frightening. So
thanks.
there's lots of different colours. You've got what appears to be peppers. There's definite chunks of chorizo in there.
I'm going
to
give this a go.
Have a go on that.
Okay, I'll eat the muffin.
My co-host is now eating the muffin. This makes great radio.
That's interesting.
Is it?
No, the recipe. The recipe said they were a spicy chorizo muffin, but I'm not really getting the spicy.
There's no spice to it, but it's interesting because it's kind of, is there any cheese in it? Is it cheesy at all?
No. But
so I really am just getting savoury muffin and pepper and chorizo.
Yeah. A little bit of garlic.
Mm.
But yeah, I kept getting a sort of hint of cheese in the smell. But no, that might just be the buttermilk in them.
Mm. It has a slight this is really
twang,
interesting.
Maybe.
So this is a spicy chorizo and red pepper muffin.
Yep. That's what that is.
Well, this is incredibly interesting.
Indeed. As I said, it's making great radio.
Meaty muffins.
Yes. I don't even know how to process that.
Wow, this
both,
is tasty.
Both mentally and digestively, having not eaten meat for a number of years.
Yes. Yeah, not one for the vegetarians or the vegans. Listening.
No. But, you know, take the chorizo out and it's...
A very boring muffin.
A boring muffin. Yeah.
I'll make you a bran muffin for next time. There you go. If you really want to dial up the boring.
Great.
Yeah. Just bran. Just a plain muffin. Nothing in it. Literally just muffin.
Could you get some beige food colouring before the next show? Because that would really dial up the boring.
You can have some beige plain gravy with it.
Yay.
Well, that was very tasty.
Sounds like great fun.
So I've never had a savoury muffin before. That's actually my first... So I've had like a cheese muffin before, but I've never had a muffin with meat. Muffin.
Maybe I'll have to make a bacon muffin next time.
That sounds really good.
That was on the next page of my muffin book.
Wow, okay. So bacon muffin's definitely coming next time then.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
My co-host has disappeared into the kitchen to begin the baking. So I'm going to try and... I have no idea how any of this works. I usually sit on the other side of the desk, so I'm going to try and bring you in. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, it works.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely.
I'm slightly in awe.
I am actually in the kitchen right now, pulling ingredients out of a cupboard.
Excellent.
Which ingredients are you pulling out?
So far, chocolate.
All the chocolate.
Chocolate is always a good start.
I've got a big mixing bowl in front of me. What do I do first? Flour?
Dry ingredients.
Dry ingredients first, and then your wet ingredients.
What kind of flour? I've got self-raising or strong white bread flour.
I wouldn't go for the strong... Well, are you making bread?
No.
Then I wouldn't go for the strong white bread flour.
Self-raising flour okay for cakes, is it?
Yeah.
Probably.
You can either use self-raising or you can use plain flour with a raising agent added.
Like bicarb or something.
Right, how much of this should I use?
How big a cake are you going to make?
I was going to make a couple of cupcake kids going on.
I don't know, a sort of a 2-egg mix. We're looking at, what, 300 grams? Something like
that? More or less, 250, 300, about that.
I love the fact that you know this off by heart.
Well,
I don't. Right. I'm making guesses.
Now. I was kind of hoping that we'd be able to get you to talk us through the recipe, but since we're kind of talking through the recipe...
I'm going to talk you through the recipe when I start adding stuff, so... I've got some scales here. I need to change the batteries in those. That's useful. I have another set of scales here. There we go. I also need to change the batteries in those. Okay. So, without scales, I'm going to approximate 300 grams.
Excellent.
Oh, blimey. Okay, this is going to end up being a big cake because I've just Googled a sponge cake recipe, assuming that would be kind of the same. And with 125 grams of self-raising flour, we're going with 2 medium eggs. So you might want to halve your ideas there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Okay, so I'm now putting my flour into a sieve thing.
Is that like a sieve?
Well, it's like a sieve, but I bought this thing where it's got a handle on it, so I can press it and it sieves it all out for me. It's quite clever.
Right.
Okay, so I've put in flour.
That is the laziest gadget I have ever heard of. A sieve that, like, shakes the sieve for you.
Okay, what do I need to put in next? I've done the flour. What other dry ingredients are there?
Probably some sugar. Some caster sugar.
Sugar, right. Sugar I can do. Do I want white sugar, dark sugar?
Probably caster sugar.
Yeah.
White caster sugar?
If you've got any of that.
Hang on. I do. There it is.
I'm now realizing that I'm going to have to cook with the same set of ingredients. So this is going to be interesting.
Yep. How much sugar? Same amount as the flour?
Yep.
Lovely.
Obviously, that's in weight, not volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's pretend I'm doing this right. Okay, I've got a spoon. I'm stirring it together.
Excellent. That's a good start.
Yeah. So eggs now, yeah?
You now start your wet ingredients, yeah. If you've done all your dry.
Eggs to start off with, right? I've got, I'm opening my fridge here. Got a couple of eggs. Two eggs, you reckon?
What's the recipe say, Catherine?
We may have misled you slightly.
Uh-oh.
Mainly because the recipe wants you to cream the butter and sugar together.
Oh, crikey.
No worries.
But what
just
we could,
one egg?
We could probably melt the butter and just
well, have you put the
like
egg
that.
In yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not creaming anything.
So we're probably going to have to melt the butter in the microwave
two
and
eggs?
Add it that way.
I'm going to add the second egg.
Yeah, two eggs. Right. And we'll have to melt the butter.
Yeah, no worries. I can do that.
That'll be fine.
Okay, so I'm getting some butter.
How much butter are we talking?
To use. I'm
125 grams again, so the same amount as you had with flour and caster sugar.
Right. I'm just going to put the entire pot of butter in the microwave because I think there's probably about 125 grams left in there. I've got some more, Chris, so don't worry. You can... Okay, so...
Excellent.
Oh, no, I don't want it in for a minute. Just a few seconds should melt that up nicely. Here we go.
I've realised now that this is the recipe that my mum calls a 4442 cake, because she speaks imperial units, and it's 4 ounces of everything and two eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got the melty butter. Do I just whack that in as well?
It's a bit like a football team formation, but with another four.
Yes. Yeah, whack the butter in, I think.
Okay, that's going in.
And you pretty much just fold
it all together.
So, I mean,
it's point out that I cook, I should point out to the listeners that I cook a lot, but I make savoury foods and sauces. I've not really done a lot of baking, so this is going to be interesting. Okay, I've put that in. Do I now start mixing it all together?
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Okay. So I'm stirring away here. You can see the egg starting to kind of get mixed up
apparently,
in this.
Apparently, the mixture should be of a dropping consistency, but I've no idea what that means.
As in, if you drop it, it doesn't break. I don't really know.
Well, oh. I suppose. Maybe. Nobody
it's
quite knows.
It's kind of thick-ish, maybe, just about, sort of.
Does it look like cake mix?
It does, actually, surprisingly, look like cake mix.
Good.
Sounds promising.
Yes.
And so now I can just start kind of dropping... ingredients in, right?
Yep, so now you just divide the mixture between the cake thingies.
Well, yeah, so I get to... So while it's in this stage, I can start just putting in bits and pieces of ingredients that I want in the
cake.
Yeah,
now you can add things like cocoa powder or
chocolate chips. Or raisins.
Yeah, fruits or flavourings that you might want to add. This is the time.
That's right, so I've got chocolate, marzipan, popping candy... and custard.
Oh, don't put marzipan in it.
Why
not? Way to ruin a cake.
Are you not a fan of marzipan?
No.
Are you not a marzipan?
I'm not a marzipan, no.
Catherine is not a marzipan.
Well,
I'm not part of the marzipan fandom.
I'm going to add some custard.
Okay, custard cake.
See what custard does.
Let's see what happens.
Cake mix. Yep, so I'm adding that in.
I can...
Give it a nice stir.
Okay, we probably could have done less of the other moist things.
Possibly.
Putting custard in it.
Yeah. I can feel like the force of Mary Berry sighing a thousand times.
Or you probably could have put a bit of cake mix in, then a bit of custard, then more cake mix, and you'd have ended up with like a custard donut style cupcake.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Well, I'm going to put the chocolate in now, but I should probably melt it first. So, who did it do?
This is a little bit like the Twitch Plays Pokemon of baking.
Yeah, it's like you all yell commands at me and I'll decide whether I'm in anarchy mode or
yes.
Not. Right now I am basically in anarchy mode.
I often find baking works best in anarchy mode.
Throwing things in. Do you think this cupcake needs pickles?
No.
I would pass on the pickles.
Moist ingredients tend to, you end up with big holes... In your cake or whatever you're making, if you put moist things in.
Right, so chili powder.
Judgment call. Chocolate and chili is quite a classic combination, but I'm not sure about custard and chili.
No.
Although I have just had inspiration for a chili cola muffin that I might need to invent.
Well, that sounds exciting.
How about some basil? I'll put some basil in there as well.
Okay.
I've heard of like basil and strawberry going together, but...
Yeah, ooh, horseradish. That'll work well. Bit of horseradish in here.
Last time I ate horseradish...
If I was making a beef muffin, that might be the case.
I haven't eaten horseradish for 10 years, because last time I did, I was violently ill.
Well, these muffins are going to be great.
Although horseradish mixed with a bit of creme fraiche with smoked salmon, that's where it's at.
Bit of paprika, get some nice smoky flavours going on in here. There we go.
This is going
paprika
to be a fascinating cake.
It's a good combination. Right, is my chocolate melted
this
yet? Let me...
Is going...
Ah, well, that was really hot.
These are going to smell like farts, aren't they?
Yeah,
these are actually
going to
be fart
feeling.
Muffins.
Well,
I recommend not touching hot bowls straight out of the microwave. That was quite painful.
No, that doesn't sound wise.
Right, let me. Well, I've now got oven mints on. It's okay. We're safe again.
Good.
Right, let's see. This chocolate is melty. Yes, there we go. Get that in there. Nice bit of chocolate.
I'm guessing this is less dropping consistency and more pouring consistency now.
No, it's still thick-ish, sort of.
Good.
Okay,
it's keeping
it's
shape.
A bit pouring consistency style, I'm afraid.
I suppose we could always serve a little bit more flour.
Yeah, you can add more flour to make it slightly less gloopy.
Less gloopy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see how this goes.
Amy C. in the chat room is begging for you to be taken out of the kitchen. Potentially
well,
for life.
You get to make some muffins as well. It's a food experiment.
Yeah. I was probably going to go with more conventional.
I was making the wild assumption that the paprika and the horseradish were probably a joke.
the horseradish might have been a joke.
Oh,
I'm hoping so.
Otherwise, my paprika breath is going to be off the charts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where's the flour? Oh, I need to open a new pack of flour.
Oh, exciting times.
Yep. Oh, it's right in the back of the cupboard. There we go. Oh, I now have flour all over me. Like a proper chef.
Sure. If you say so.
My lazy sieve again.
Yeah.
And, okay, so just need to mix that flour in.
Excellent.
And then start putting it into little cake cases, I suppose.
Ninji says, is gloopy a technical term? Yes, it is.
Gloopy.
I
believe so.
It's the scientific measure of viscosity. Gloopitude.
It's sort of what it would be like if you mixed PVA glue with peas.
I shouldn't have found that as funny as I did.
Well, we're a couple of moments away from this, and then
hopefully Chris also 10 minutes in the oven.
Kind of up to your turn. Well, yes. Okay, this is now the right
might
kind
be more
of
like 20 minutes.
Probably, actually.
Depending on the size of your...
What are the recipes, then?
Cake cases.
Are we doing muffins
This was for a big cake, and it was 20 to 25 minutes.
I'm just going
to
put it into some little cake cases, because we'll all then have some...
You should probably check on them after 10.
Yeah.
What have we got here? Oh, these are cake cases. No, these are muffin cases, but whatever.
Catherine Ninji says your joke was abysmal.
All my jokes are abysmal.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of your trademarks.
That's why we keep inviting you back.
Hashtag dad jokes.
Yes. You are the purveyor of those.
Got a baking tray.
Good.
Some cake cases.
Okay, good start.
Going to start spooning my mixture in.
Good.
It is dropping consistency.
Excellent.
As in, it looks like it's got droppings in it.
Okay.
Droppings from a chocolate monster, I hope.
Probably.
I'm hoping not horseradish monster, anyway.
Have you been ingredient hunting on what's the planet in Futurama? Omicron Persei I-8.
Omicron Persei I-8,
yes.
Yeah.
Futurama.
All right, so I've got 6 cake cases in here. I can probably go for some more. Oh, I'm spilling it all over the rest of the pan. This is going to be interesting.
Good, good.
Ooh, crispy cake.
These are probably going to look worse than they taste.
I hope it's that way round.
That is the better way round. Yeah.
I really hope it's that way round.
I don't really mind how
I'm going to just taste a little bit of the mixture and I'm not dead.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what you want.
So, I'm going to cram an extra cake case in and use a bit more of this. Here we go. Oh.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, pretty much with anything savoury, just throw some bacon in and it's awesome.
Yes, that is true. But you can do that with sweet stuff as well. I did not for this cake, though, because I wanted Chris to be able to eat it. But speaking of Chris, you should now be in the kitchen yourself. Are you there?
I am indeed in the kitchen.
Wow, we can hear you.
Good.
Okay, good so start. In true Bake Off style, it's your turn now.
You've never actually watched Bake Off, have you?
No.
I'm first impression, it looks like a crime has been committed in here.
I left it in a reasonable state for you. I just didn't put anything away.
Reasonableness is relative, clearly.
Oh, obviously, yeah. I'm sorry if you're used to baking in a pristine kitchen, Chris.
Or a tent.
Or a tent, yeah.
Well, indeed. But, okay, I think I've figured out how this weird tubey scale thing works, so that's a good start.
So, first things first, what are you actually going to make for us?
Yeah, have you actually got some plans for what you're going to make? Because I was quite vague.
I actually almost have a plan in that I'm going to make exactly the same cake as you, but I'm not going to put horseradish in it.
Well, you can't put custard and chocolate in there. That's just stealing my idea.
Or custard. Or any of the weird ingredients you've gone with. I'm probably going to go with something simple and chocolatey.
Well, that's just boring.
Yeah, but it won't taste like horseradish. I'm baffled by how this measury thing works.
Yeah, I was too, so I just guessed.
Okay, good.
I approximated and then waited till the mixture was the right sort of consistency.
Can someone Google how many ounces are in a cup?
No.
Of what? Because one is obviously a volume.
A US cup.
A US cup.
No, of flour or sugar or...
Because
it will be different for different things.
Flour first, but like a US cup measure, because that's for some reason a standard thing.
A cup is 4 ounces.
Excellent. Okay. That's good, I think.
According to Google.
Well, Google is always right, as we know. But, okay.
We just realised I had lots of muffin crumbs all over my face.
So I'm kind of slowly picking at a muffin here as well. They're very good. 1 cup of sugar is 7 ounces.
Okay.
So I'm guessing you probably want about half a cup.
Just throw it all in and see if it works. That's what I did.
Sounds about right. I've no idea if that's... So with this weird measury thing, do you fill the little white thing or do you what?
Yeah, you fill the kind of white container, but again, I tried using it and then couldn't work it out, so just improvised. There is no way to measure anything in there. Both of my scales are out of battery. Sorry.
Wow.
Should have checked that before the show, really.
Yeah, that would have been a good starting point.
You don't need to measure things. Just do it by sight.
What looks about what you'd
expect. You're really not a baker, are you?
No, I'm not.
There's actually some chemistry going on here. Mm. We could blow up the kitchen with cake.
Well, not unless you put nitroglycerin in it.
Well,
don't open the chemistry set, whatever you do.
That was kind of part of my plan.
We could just end up with pancakes instead of sponge cakes.
Well, it's not a bad idea, actually. I do like pancakes.
I'm trying to find sugar. That looks like sugar.
It's in the packet marked sugar. There was lots of it.
Yeah, there's this packet says sugar.
There was another one that said flour.
Yeah. Now I appreciate the massive print Dymo labels because I am getting a bit confused here.
So okay. So yeah, I mean, come on, it can't be Can't be that difficult to bake, right?
He's going to come back with a bouquet of flowers dusted with sugar, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's about where it's looking at the moment. Okay.
So you're going to do something vaguely interesting, right? You're not just going to make a chocolate cake.
With the ingredients presented to me,
there's loads of things in there. There's peanut butter, there's marshmallow fluff, there's chili, there's Marmite.
Chili chocolate's pretty.
Chili chocolate is good. Yep.
That's true. But I might go peanut buttery.
Ooh.
Mainly because I have a small peanut butter addiction. I've located the lazy sieve. Wow.
It's a great machine.
It's a feat of engineering, yeah. It's also the laziest machine I've ever seen.
I just don't like sieving.
But sieving is nothing. You just pick something up.
It goes everywhere. This is very directional.
Right.
Don't
look
at me like that.
If you say so.
It is.
Just use a deep bowl and then...
You're a deep bowl.
So's your face.
Well, so's your mum's face.
I love
this
that.
This has gone down a rabbit hole, hasn't it?
Yep.
Did you use the entire thing of butter?
I did say there was more in the fridge. Yes, I used the entire thing of butter. My cake's going to be very buttery.
I see.
Not a buttery biscuit base, then.
No, just a sea of buttery
cheese,
mess.
That's not going to do the job. There is a lot of bacon.
Yeah, I was shopping earlier and I just thought, I could buy one pack of bacon, or I could buy four packs of bacon.
It's always worth having a bit of emergency bacon in.
Yes.
I've found olive spread, which is going to have to do.
I'm sure that'll be fine.
So, yeah, some cakes have olive oil in them.
No, I had a really nice carrot cake once with olive oil in it. It was lovely.
Okay, I'm entirely estimating how much 4 ounces of butter is. But
that's the spirit.
Yeah.
There it goes.
I mean, we've got Doritos roulette later. The cake should be no different, right?
That's essentially the whole point of this show.
So basically we have mouth-burning Doritos
and custard cake.
Greasy cake.
Excellent.
So we'll be frying things in our mouths.
Well, don't forget, we've got the weird sandwich combinations to try once Chris is done in the kitchen as well, while our muffins are finishing off baking.
Well, at least they should slip down easy after a greasy cake.
Greasy cake should be good.
And
I really want to hear from listeners as well. What are the weirdest combinations of things that you've had? Pemmin asks, is there a puffin muffin recipe? Would that be a muffin made out of puffins? Because that would probably be a bit blubbery.
Or is it a muffin that makes you puff?
A puffin muffin. I see what, yeah. Like a really peppery muffin. Well, that'd make you sneeze more than
puff. Yeah, or it could be like a tobacco muffin.
A tobacco muffin.
Yeah,
sounds like the most disgusting thing.
Yeah. I'm just reminded of the episode of Scrubs where the janitor works in the coffee shop and he invents the smokachino. The two most addictive substances. Brilliant.
Caffeine and
together.
Nicotine.
Yeah.
Put them together, smokachino.
Well, in true Bake Off style, I've got my hands in there.
Oh, I didn't get my hands dirty at all. I just used a spoon.
Oh no, yeah, it's all
there
part of the
no
process.
There is no spoon.
I'm assured.
There definitely was. It may still be in the cakes, but it's
yeah.
There.
I can't actually remember if I washed my hands before the show, but you know,
added flavour.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do not advise that if you're cooking at home.
No, please do wash your hands. That's a very important thing to do.
That would be ideal.
You know, before, during, after the cooking process.
So, still would really love to hear from you listeners. You know, what are the weirdest combinations of things you've ever tried? And we've got some great combinations here in the studio. I can't wait for you to try bacon and banana sandwich. Because it is one of my favouritest combinations.
Is there honey with it as well? Because that sounds like that would be good.
No.
Okay.
No, there isn't. I've got some maple syrup, though, that's a friend brought me back from Canada. So, Misty, if you're listening, someone that I know came back from Canada last week and brought me some maple syrup from Canada, and it's amazing. I literally just want to move to Canada now so I can drink it.
Oh, your oven is beeping.
Well, that'll be my cakes then. Yeah, have a look in there and tell me if the...
They've gone an interesting shape.
Okay. Are they rising?
They appear to be... Yeah, that's probably rising.
Okay. So they need a bit longer then. I didn't put them up very high.
No, they probably need a little bit longer.
Okay, that's all good. You carry on.
So let's open the oven and have a... Yeah, those are going to need a few more minutes.
Goody. So, Mr. Sis, there's no shame.
It's gone on fire.
There's no shame in drinking maple syrup. I wholeheartedly agree with you. Maple syrup is amazing.
Do you do shots of maple syrup, or do you drink it as like a long drink through a straw?
That's an amazing idea. We should do shots of maple syrup and then call the dentist straight after.
We could do like a maple teeny.
A maple teeny? What would that even have in it?
Well, just maple syrup and a martini glass, mainly.
Okay, I don't have a martini glass, but I have some shot glasses. So let's do shots of maple syrup before the show is over.
This was your suggestion.
We're doing that. Penman says plus one. I'm going to assume that's for no shame in drinking maple syrup, but also encouragement to do shots of it.
I think the title of this show is going to be the one in which we all got type 2 diabetes.
Yes. The one in which we all lost a foot. But hey, this is all in the name of science and entertainment. How are the cakes coming on, Chris?
Well, your oven is beeping at me, so...
That would be because my timer was up. You can you have to turn the oven off and then on again. It's a bit like...
Your cakes are not going to be happy about that.
It's kind of an oven powered by Windows.
Yeah, feels a bit that way. Turn that up to 180 where it should be.
So while you're doing that, Chris, let's introduce the bad songs of the week.
Yeah, that'll be a good idea.
While you're out there, do you want to tell us what yours is?
Do you remember a few shows ago where I introduced the world to Hot Problems by Double Take?
I've had nightmares about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've made more noises.
Really?
That can only charitably be called music.
Okay, so I've got a clip of it here. Do you want me to play the clip?
Go ahead.
The clip even refused to play. Let me try that again. The clip is refusing to play.
It's
I like
working
that.
Working so well.
Now it's because the song's so bad. I think that's possibly why.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, it's a completely vapid, self-serving follow-up song about being famous as a result of releasing Hot Problems.
Here we go, hang on. Treat me like a princess and call me by my name. Put me on a pedestal and soak up all my fame. So this is the same band as before, right? Hot Topic, was it?
They're called Double Take.
Right, yes.
And, they released Hot Problems.
And then this.
And then
treat
this.
Me like a princess.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's called
fame.
Treat Me Like a Princess.
No.
And it's the worst thing I've heard since Hot Problems.
Right. Well, I mean, Hot Problems was certainly a terrible song.
I wonder how much fame you could soak up with one sheet of plenty.
One sheet of plenty. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
Well.
So, my bad song of the week. I actually had to change it last minute. I had a bad song lined up that was truly awful, but unfortunately the singer passed away yesterday, and so I'm as a mark of respect, I've moved on to something different for this song. And I was searching around, and I happened to find there was a reputable burger chain in the US in the 80s that created some training videos, as companies do, for how to make their burgers essentially for their employees. But this company went a step further. They made a rap about how to do the burgers. But they're not content with just having done that because they thought it was really good. They actually released it as a single.
Oh dear.
And almost nobody bought it. But The single and the training video are still available to buy and download. And so this is DJ Mike with The Burger Rap. That's also not playing the preview of, so I'll have to do it manually again. Hang on.
But first of all, you got to check your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250. With the meat and cheese that's ready to go. A towel to keep your station looking cool. But most of all, you got to have your tool.
So, yeah.
Most of all, you've got to have your
right.
tool.
Yeah. It was talking about the burger. It was talking about the burger flipping tool, but that was kind of just disturbing, really.
Yeah.
So we've got the two. Yeah, we've got the two songs to pick from this week. Then is a Double Take with Like a Princess.
Treat me like a princess.
No. Oh, no. Or the bad song of the week could be my entry with DJ Mike and the Burger Rap.
But first of all, you got to check your stuff.
Okay. So we've got cheesy 80s horribleness or cheesy noughties horribleness, really. I'm still beating you, aren't I, Chris?
Yeah, you're 5 points to my two so far.
Right, so we need to see this week if people agree that my song is actually worse.
Although, you know, you may be winning on points, but I'm currently eating peanut butter with a spoon, so who's winning in real life?
Okay, have you put your cakes in the oven already?
No, I'm measuring my peanut butter.
It doesn't sound like you're measuring peanut butter. We know that you're an addict. Do we need to come in and help?
Maybe.
Oh dear. We're going to have to
it's
stage
fine.
An intervention.
I've started stirring. Yep. It's okay.
You started stirring. Okay. All right then. Well, we'll let you finish those cakes up then, and then we'll have to try those out very soon. Bad song of the week. You can now vote at gkly.co/bad. Go there, vote for the bad song of the week, and I promise I'll love you forever if you vote for me.
I can make similar guarantees.
Yeah, but I'm
also I have peanut butter.
I'm a better hugger, and I'm not addicted to peanut butter.
In what world is that a bad thing?
A world where somebody doesn't want all their peanut butter eaten?
Yeah, this is my kitchen. I'm embarrassed now.
I can tell. gone all quiet.
So...
Right, let's change the subject.
Chris, where are you? I heard a muffled cry.
Sort of something about kitchen.
Something about kitchen. Hurry up, Chris! So the studio is reasonably close to the kitchen, as I'm able to yell through walls, but you know, it's not quite close enough for direct kind of microphone running, hence the phoning in. We will be asking Catherine to judge these cakes to see whose she thinks is best. Let chicken nugget awesomeness not be a bias in factor for you.
Pressure.
Well, it's not that much pressure, really. It's just eat a couple of cakes and decide which one you like more. Mm-hmm. Decide which friend you want to keep.
Yeah, like I said,
pressure. No pressure at all. I'm the better one. So let's have a look and see if we've had any weird food combinations in from our listeners yet. Nope, wait. Someone that just had to leave for a while. Come on, people, tell us your weird food combinations.
Well, there was this one time with
Bandcamp.
Not quite. My best friend at the time and I were having a bit of a fanfic writing fest, and we were eating some cookies. And we decided to dip them in salsa. So chocolate chip cookies and salsa.
Chocolate chip cookies and salsa.
Yeah, it was actually kind of boring.
Oh, that's quite interesting by the sounds of it.
Yeah, no, not really.
I don't know. Salsa? Chocolate? Did that even work?
Not really. It wasn't very exciting.
Well,
it was just all I could think of, you know. Well, in the vacuum of information coming in from listeners, I thought I would fill it with
chicken dippers and chips. That's why Amy goes to Iceland, apparently, which is a bit far to go to get chicken dippers and chips. Surely just going to a supermarket would be better than paying for a flight. And
yeah, but there is a penis museum in Iceland, So you could go to that too while you were there.
Yeah, but you need to not get that confused with chicken dippers.
Well, only if you have a chili dip.
Yes, true. Or you don't like Savoy, I suppose.
I suppose.
So we managed to get through this far of the show without mentioning penises, and then you just completely ruined it.
I didn't realise it was sort of a challenge.
Well, last week we couldn't stop talking about them.
Could we not?
No, you were on the penises a lot.
Oh, was I? I don't remember. It's clearly just, you know, a word as common as the or and.
Apparently, chocolate and baked potatoes taste good.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Yeah. And Lassie Ness, he says that Coca-Cola tastes really good with milk. Would that not curdle?
I don't know.
I might have to try that.
Mm. Although, mentioning Coca-Cola or, you know, other cola-based beverages which are available, dipping prawn crackers in that is good.
Yes, I've seen you do that before.
Especially if the prawn cracker's got like a little dip in it. So you can use it like a little cup and scoop some up.
Prawn crackers and Coke.
That's the business.
Now, thinking of Chinese food, we have had cheese knees before.
We have.
Which was, we couldn't decide whether to have a cheese fondue or Chinese takeaway. So we did both and dipped the Chinese takeaway in the cheese fondue.
Mm-hmm. It's obviously best if you have, you know, snacky starter type. Like
spring rolls, the crispy beef, that worked quite well.
The, crispy chili beef, that was good. And the prawn toast thing.
Oh, yes, that was good.
That's nice. That's good.
So, yeah, I mean, anything dipped in cheese is pretty much
wontons.
Amazing. Yeah. So apparently it doesn't curdle if you drink it quickly enough, putting Coke and milk together. So we might have to try that.
So it just curdles in your stomach afterwards.
I guess so, yeah. Well, depending on how well the cake and the other tastings go, we might have to have to give that a go. I mean, why not, right?
I'll send an advance warning to my toilet.
Wow, okay. Text your toilet.
Yeah.
Tell it that you had a rough night. You were doing a food night on Geekly, and the toilet
will just reply with a bowl next to the bed.
Yep. I'm keen to try chocolate and baked potato, but I don't really like baked potato. But I reckon chocolate and mash would taste quite nice. Get mashed potato, because you put kind of butter and cream and stuff in it. Mm-hmm. So drop a bit of chocolate in there. I think that tastes really nice.
Yeah, cream your mashed potatoes with
chocolate. I think that'd be amazing.
Ooh, like we would cream it normally with milk or cream. So you could just buy chocolate milk and do it with that.
Oh, you could do. That could work really well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's not a bad idea, actually. So what about anyone else? I mean, I know we have people listening from the US, and I find it really hard to believe that people in the US don't have weird food combinations, because certainly for us, just the idea of putting peanut butter and jam together is a bit odd, although I believe it's called jelly there. Mm-hmm. Jelly is something quite different for us.
It's what
Jell-O? We have with ice cream. Yeah, so jelly is Jell-O and jam is jelly.
Goodness knows what jam is.
Just a band, I think.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I mean, peanut butter and jam is an odd enough combination for us, but the idea that there are other weird combinations is an interesting one. Have y'all, and that's obviously not from here, Misty, pretending to be from the Deep South at this point in time, heard of poutine? POUTINE.
There's a vague familiarity, but I have no idea. It's not actually joining up to a thing in my brain.
It sounds like somebody's name. Like a 16th century French name.
All right.
But no, I've not actually heard of it.
Not
I've got no
Vladimir
idea what it
is. Poutine.
Poutine. No. this is slightly more feminine spelling than the poutine. 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 We should probably Google that. What is I've got safe search turned off, so this might not be good.
Chips and gravy.
Chips and gravy?
That's quite northern.
Oh, poutine is chips and gravy. Chris has just reappeared from the kitchen to tell us.
Meat, potato pie, chips and gravy.
Chips and gravy. Oh, and it is a Canadian dish originating in the province of Quebec, so the y'all was a bit misleading. It looks absolutely amazing. Chips and gravy, basically, or fries and gravy. But fries topped with gravy and cheese curds. That sounds
fantastic.
I think
that's only acceptable if it's KFC gravy.
Hmm, controversial. I do like KFC gravy, but other gravies are also tasty.
Mm.
We don't want to go overboard on the gravy train, though.
No, that's always a risk.
So has anyone taken the first round of cakes out of the oven?
Yes, the first round of cakes have come out of the oven. They looked melty, but they are. I stuck a fork in them and it came out clean, so they're ready.
Right, so we're just waiting for yours then.
Yeah, mine is in there. It'll be out in about 15 minutes.
So in the meantime, we've got these sandwiches here to try.
We do.
Let's move these Doritos out of the way. We'll do
sandwiches
those.
Have been smelling towards amazing. It's been all I can do to resist them.
Well, we've now got some. So I've got one of them, or a couple of them, have got meat in, so we have to be careful not to give Chris those. But we've got these assortment of sandwiches here, and they are weird combinations. So let's try a vegetarian-friendly one first. Now, this is a combination that was very well recommended to me, and I tried the other day. This here, grab a piece each, everyone. This is vegetarian-friendly. Peanut butter and Marmite.
Okay.
Ooh.
So let's give this a go.
Well, I like the two things individually, but are they enhanced by one another?
So you've tried a bit. How is that?
Ooh, that's an interesting taste.
Or is it going to be another case of the chocolate cheesecake problem?
Mm. No, the peanut butter and Marmite is lovely.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm enjoying that.
It's kind of salty and peanutty.
It's very intense.
It's like dry roasted peanuts in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Which is really very tasty. Mmm. This is really good. So I tried it on toast, but this is the first time I've tried it in a sandwich, and it's really lovely.
It's like somebody's given Marmite all this texture.
Mmm.
Mmm. Oh, this is great. So there's universal mmms from the studio.
I think we agree that that is a successful sandwich.
Mm.
So
I have Marmite on my chin.
Excellent.
So, peanut butter and Marmite is a great combination for a sandwich.
Yeah, we approve of that.
So I've got something else here. This will be an interesting one for everyone to try.
What have we got here?
Banana and pickle.
Banana and pickle. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So this is a combination that is...
it's difficult to divide by the looks of things.
Could you get a run and grab a knife from the kitchen, please? Nice sharp one. So we'll divide that one up once we've got a knife, because that's going to be chair move noise there. That's going to be a little hard to divide up otherwise. We've also got another interesting vegetarian one here.
This one's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a classic if you happen to have watched Red Dwarf at any point in time. This was one of Dave Lister's favourite sandwiches. This is a sugar puff sandwich.
Excellent.
So I've literally taken the sugar puff cereal and put it in between two slices of buttered bread to create a sugar puff sandwich. So is your bit.
It is exactly as described.
It's quite difficult to...
Try not to get sugar puffs everywhere. But
the bread.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a go on this.
Pull myself a bit off there. So let's see what this is like.
You didn't go for the... What was it? The
triple fried egg sandwich with chili sauce and shiny. I've had one of those before. It's quite boring. Standard sandwich. So this is a sugar puff sandwich.
Again, not terrible.
It's going everywhere.
It is going everywhere. Kind of chewy. I guess it depends on the cereal. And like how long you've had it for and stuff.
I think I'd be more of a crunchy nut cornflake sandwich girl.
Crunchy nut cornflakes in a sandwich would probably work.
Hmm.
Kind of like a crisp sandwich, but with crunchy nuts.
So this isn't bad. It's just
bad.
A bit...
It's just odd.
Yeah, I mean, sugar puffs seem to work better with milk.
Hmm.
Not a bad sandwich, though.
Well, maybe if you coated it in maple syrup.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. So I've got a knife now. I'm going to cut these banana and pickle sandwiches.
I'm a little bit nervous about the banana and pickle.
Me too. I've never tried it before. So, banana and pickle. There you go. Here's a piece of banana and pickle for you.
Now, I'm not usually a pickle fan.
Well, so this isn't... So, it's not like Branston pickle. This is
it's
gherkins.
Like gherkins, yeah.
Strips of gherkin.
I'm not... I mean, I like Branston pickle, but I'm not a gherkin's biggest fan. So let's see.
So after three? Now go on.
I'm still working on my sugar puffs.
Chris's face is kind of turning up a little bit.
That was weird.
I'll give it a go.
It tastes like a plant.
It does a bit.
My sandwich has still got a bit of Marmite on it from the last one. So yeah. That will improve things or just confuse it further.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But it's strange.
It's very slippery.
Yeah, well, it's got a lot of pickle in it. I mean, that wasn't terrible.
No.
No, it tastes like bananas, pickles and bread, really. I'm not really seeing how one enhances the other.
No, it's
like
not.
Eating a shopping list.
Yeah.
Well, less papery.
Well, true. What have we got now?
Still got sugar puffs everywhere. So now, unfortunately, Chris, we have to move on to the non-vegetarian sandwiches. Because everything's better with bacon.
Apparently so.
Genuinely is. So I'm saving what I believe the best tool to be till last. So this one here is bacon, pickle, and Nutella.
Wow.
That sounds interesting.
Uh-huh. So... sorry, you're going to have to give this one a bit of a go.
I'm playing sandwich catch-up here.
Yeah, I need to cut myself off a bit this one.
Yeah, I'm still working on my banana pickle.
Well, you don't get to eat the bacon one. So.
No. But.
All right, so let's give this one a try. See what this tastes like. Pickle and chocolate work surprisingly well.
The thing I'm only just noticing now about the banana and pickle one, because like Catherine, I had a smear of Marmite on mine. The Marmite improves it.
Interesting.
In my opinion.
Might have to give that a go.
Get some Marmite, banana and pickle.
That probably tastes quite nice together.
I like the bacon with the Nutella. It's a classic kind of salty sweet combo, and then the pickle just kind of freshens it up a bit.
Yeah, it's a very interesting flavour. I mean, we're just kind of quiet now while we're eating. This is very sort of salty sweet wet kind of sandwich. The pickle kind of adds a completely different texture that you're not expecting.
But in a good way. I mean, it's not like it's making it soggy, because you put the pickle between the bacon and the Nutella, so it kind of shields the bread from getting all soggy. It's good.
Well, this is a combination I quite like.
Yeah, this is one for the lunchbox.
I have to have this one again, yeah. That's really quite excellent. The last one to try, and then we will finish off our bits while we play another song. This is the classic. Put your half-eaten bits down. You can finish them in a minute. Right, there we go. So this is the classic combo. This is the bacon and banana. Are we getting a Twitter photo for this one?
Yeah, let's gather round. And I'm going to take a photo of Catherine's because she's near me.
So this is the classic bacon and banana combo. I've had this many times. It is my favourite. My favourite sandwich.
Oh, man. I can't try mine. The paps are gathered around it.
Ready? Go on, then. 3, 2, 1. Give it a go.
Okay.
What do you think?
If I was going to make it again.
Well, yeah. Free to experiment.
Worked for me, but...
Well, I love Marmite, though.
It is wonderful.
One of the greatest things that has ever been created.
Indeed.
So, thinking of greatest things that have ever been created, did you just burp live on air, Catherine?
Yeah. It wouldn't be the first.
No.
It wouldn't be the first time.
And it won't be the last.
So, the tumble fumble.
Oh.
There's the shuffling of papers.
Well, let's do a bad song update first. Let's take a look and see who's winning.
Why not? Let's see what the numbers look like. We've got...
So far, the Burger Song is winning by 2 votes.
Indeed. But we've... There are more of you listening than that.
Yeah,
keep the votes coming in.
Keep the votes coming in. GKLYC...
dot co. slash bad.
I've eaten too many sandwiches. GKOI.co/bad. That's where you can go. Tumble fumble.
Tumble fumble.
What's new on Tumblr this week?
Well, I don't think it's new, but certainly, I suppose, you know, as the summer comes to an end, mildly topical, dadsonvacation.tumblr.com. Just people submitting pictures of their dads on vacation. So pretty classic stuff,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, just dads
We've
being
got
dads.
Dads maybe. Being dads, dads doing
poses.
Doing dad jokes in pose form.
These are actual, these are terrible. This is basically
belly
lots of dad jokes.
Yeah.
Dad in a sombrero.
Yeah. Dad.
Flexing muscles under
some
water
kind
fountain.
Of
fountain. Yeah, a dad.
Holding a turkey
holding a
and
turkey.
A small child.
And, yeah, and a baby by the legs.
A dad sat on a cannon pretending it's his dingle.
Indeed.
Yeah, just
a dad with beer for eyes.
Pictorial form of the dad joke.
Yes. Okay.
It's actually pretty terrible.
So if you have an awesome picture of your dad on vacation, why not submit it?
Indeed.
Or don't.
Or don't. If you have any self-respect.
Yeah. What else we got?
So it's actually one you found earlier today, was it not? Trump as anime.
Oh, yes. Trump as anime. It was a Twitter account that I tweeted out earlier. Trump as anime, and it is just hilarious.
Exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah, it's someone who, you can submit them, but it's people who basically find an anime pose that is exactly like a Donald Trump pose, complete with subtitles that are equally as ridiculous as some of the things that Donald Trump says. Having said that, we're now going to get sued by Donald Trump, but...
Yeah, but you know, it was good while it lasted.
It was good while it lasted, yeah. So... Donald Trump as anime is really quite fantastic.
And then earlier, I noticed just before we went on air, I noticed the hashtag trending injure a film.
Injure a film.
Right.
Yep, so for example, Sprain Man. Love Fracturally.
I see.
How to Maim Your Dragon.
I see.
How to Maim Your Dragon, that's just mean.
Back to the Suture.
Oh.
Planet of the Scrapes.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the something is technically wrong robot thingy when I try and look at the...
Oh, no.
You
can't see the wonder that is Schindler's Cyst.
Oh, dear. Schindler's Cyst. No, I'm literally getting an error message when I try and use Twitter at the moment, so that's useful.
I've pulled up Injure a Film on my screen. We've got a lot of spam, unfortunately, for your black
eyes
only.
As is the way with trans.
Here we go. I've got it.
Yeah.
The really badly hurt locker. Sore, but SORE rather than SAW.
Nice.
Indiana Jones and the Tumor of Doom.
The Grazed Gatsby.
To Kick a Mockingbird.
How? Diary of a Limpy Kid.
Oh. Cloudy with a Chance of Erectile Dysfunction.
Ooh.
Ooh. Leprosy No Evil.
Dialysis Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
4 Weddings and a Fungal Infection.
Big Hero Sick. Strain Spotting.
Bruise Almighty.
Whiplash.
this one's
whiplash.
Bad. Finding Chemo.
Oh, no.
And I think on that note, we probably leave that there.
Probably best.
And let that be the end of fumbling
the
for today.
Film. Yes.
Yes.
No, if we read any more of those, we might see those sandwiches again. I was hoping you'd have the button.
Yeah, well, so the button appears to have stopped working. I'm gonna quit that application and reload it and see if that helps.
This studio works so well.
It does. It's the software. It's all the software based things. The hardware stuff's fine.
The hardware stuff is fine. That gaffer tape and string is holding up perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all just kind of loose cables vaguely pushed in a direction. So let's try this again.
That's the internet.
There we go. So what was your song?
My song is Like a Princess by Double Take, which... I want to know what they think a pedestal is.
A pedestal.
Because they are definitely singing, like, pedestal is a word.
Treat me like a princess and call me by my name. Put me on a pedestal and soak
They're definitely singing pedestal.
They sing pedestal.
I'm not entirely...
It's a type of stool. sure. A very tall stool.
A pedestal stool. Oh, that was it. They accidentally pressed the trigger.
Now it's working too much.
And also, what their standards are for being treated like a princess. Just call me by my name.
Put me on a pedo stool.
Yes.
Put me on a really tall stool.
Yes.
So, possibly the worst thing I've heard since Hot Problems.
However,
in show 4 or 5.
Mine is worse because a burger company actually thought that it would be cool to release a song that goes like this.
But first of all, you got to check your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250 with the meat and cheese that's ready to go. A towel to keep your station looking cool. But most of all, you got to have your tool.
Epic guitar solo.
Epic 80s guitar solo. Yes. But I mean, it's informative. You know, set your grill to 250.
That's why I don't think it's that bad a song. It's actually going to teach me how to make burgers by the end of the show.
It's going to teach you how to make burgers and a grill in a really, really awful 80s burger bar.
One grill doesn't have a numerical... Well, it doesn't have a 250.
I think it's grill in the off. Grill in the American term of grill, i.e. a burger grill that you put burgers on top of to cook. We would call it a griddle here. Mm. I think it's a griddle rather than a grill. What we would call a grill, I don't think they have.
But first of all, you got to check your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250 with the meat and cheese that's ready to go.
With the meat and cheese that's ready to go.
Okay, so if they don't have grills like we have grills, how do they cook their fish fingers?
In an oven.
Oh. But first of all, you got to check your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250 with the meat and cheese that's ready to go. A towel to keep your station looking cool.
But most of all, you
got to have your tool.
Don't forget to have your tool.
Yeah, to have your equipment ready. It's educational. It's informative.
You should always know where your towel is.
If you're hoopy
fruit.
Indeed.
But having your tool out and ready to use in the kitchen is probably going to lower your health and safety rating as a restaurant quite considerably.
No, I'd imagine you'd probably get fired for that.
Yeah, or if you were the manager or whatever, it's just, you know, it's not going to be great for business.
No, not really.
What's the special sauce of the day? Well...
These are usually my lines.
I know, it must be the sandwiches.
I don't know what's happening. But
no, me either. However, we have had a request. It is an excellent request, and we are just a few moments away from being able to sample our cakes. Mm. Really good.
I might have to go get the rest of this.
Chocolatey, peanut buttery.
Mm. Okay, so I've got a chunk here with a melty chocolate lump in it now.
That's better than I was expecting.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's really good.
So...
I'm digging the melty chocolate lumps.
Nice.
Classy as ever.
Yes.
Wow, Chris, you've really done well with this. It's a great cake.
Excellent.
Mm. Presentation could use work.
Well,
thank you, Mary and Paul.
You could kind of say the same for mine, though. I mean, they're just kind of...
To be fair, yeah. I think I need to tweet a picture of these cakes.
Go on.
Just so that our listeners can...
I think the lack of a muffin tin probably
there wasn't really
the downfall.
I think the lack of an actual recipe was probably an issue for me.
That's probably
these
why
could just
I didn't
taste horrible
find,
and floury.
Find the muffin tin is because there wasn't actually a muffin tin. But
they look like they could be cakes.
They look like they could potentially not kill me.
So we're gonna give these a try then. So these
let's have a go on those.
They've only slipped slightly to starboard.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look it's still together. No. It smells interesting.
It's not crumbled.
Mm. It smells interesting.
You've got...
What does it taste like?
interesting. I'm getting the paprika.
Oh, you're getting the paprika.
Yeah. Mm. You've got a pretty good sponge on
the
inside.
There's a chewiness.
Those are the sugar puffs I added.
I wondered what those were.
I put loads of sugar puffs in it too.
Yeah,
and leftovers from the sandwich.
There was a hunk of, I think that's chocolate. Yeah, there's a hunk of chocolate.
You can really taste the basil too.
Mm.
It kind of fails on presentation, texture, and flavour.
I think they're actually quite nice.
So, but your sponge is pretty good. That is a sponge to be proud of.
So it's not terrible given I completely winged the ingredients.
When you find some in between the sugar puffs.
Yeah. And the massive lumps of chocolate.
Interesting, you can't really taste the custard that much.
No. No, that's not really coming through.
There's some big chunks of white chocolate in there as well.
I'm wondering what this big dark lump is over on this side. I'm going to have to bite the other side of this.
It's a cake tumour.
I'm hoping it's chocolate.
Oh, it looks chocolatey.
Oh, good.
It could be a big lump of horseradish.
That's generally not brown, unless it's really gone off.
So, what are you calling this?
This was that
I'm calling it hashtag fail.
You really think it's terrible? Because I actually think these are quite nice.
I've put I think
they have good potential.
I threw everything together. Cakes.
Took the sugar puffs out. I think it would be winning.
I think so. Mm. Hmm. I quite like it.
It's not bad. It's an interesting experience. You know, flavour, texture, and presentation wise.
Is there a face on my thingy? On my
now.
Is that like a thing? On the cake case, there is a small winky face.
Yes, there is.
Is that? Nope, there's apparently only one. Catherine gets one. I see.
Got sweet talk the judge.
Yes, well.
Mm. How do you think they are now?
The same with...
I'm going to tweet a picture as well of the lump of peanut butter cookie cake.
So, yours has got terrible presentation too.
Well, it looks nice, you know, when it's all back in the tin.
Although one side was taller than the other, wasn't it?
Well, slightly. But, you know, when has that ever been...
It happens when you get through puberty. Cake?
Perfectly normal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what the doctors keep saying.
Uh-huh.
This is quite Moorish, though.
See? It's the paprika.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, God. I'm going to have a horrible breath tomorrow, aren't I?
Yeah. Probably. Okay. So, Catherine, you are our imitation Paul and Mary.
You look like it, too.
What, both of them?
Yeah. Somebody put Paul and Mary in a bag, shook them up. And out I popped.
Perry.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
I am quite Perry.
So, Perry, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. One was kind of... I don't know.
I mean, one was kind of good and the other one...
one of them tasted like cake and the other one was full of sugar puffs. But other than that...
One tasted better... Chris's.
but
the other one actually looked like a cake.
Mine looks like a cake. I just didn't bring the whole thing out because it fell out of the tin.
Mm-hmm.
So pick a winner.
So it's a pile of crumbs versus some things that look like cake.
But
have quite a few chewy sugar puffs in the bottom.
Some serious texture problems.
Yeah, inconsistent texture issues. It's tough. I don't know if I can pick a winner.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
No, it's too much pressure.
Pick a winner.
No. Can I do a Paul Hollywood and give a special commendation?
Yes. Of the two of us, you can give a special commendation.
And a Star Baker.
Okay,
and a Star Baker. So Star Baker.
The Star Baker would have to go to Kez.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A special commendation to Chris with the...
The cake that actually tasted nice.
It's all about looks for some people, isn't it?
Well, I feel betrayed.
You got Star Baker.
I know.
You feel betrayed by your ingredients. I mean, I feel betrayed by these, certainly. But yeah,
you're still eating
not bad.
It.
It's not bad. Mm. I have no idea what that was a lump of, but it tasted very... I think that was a lump of solid butter. But
that would have melted, surely, during the cooking process.
I'm not entirely sure what it was.
Well, it may have been a lump of white chocolate.
They have been out of the oven for a little while, though. It could have solidified.
Mm. Yeah. Depends how much you put in.
Oh, like I have just found a bit of cat hair in this one.
Well, cat hair makes everything better.
According to your mug.
Yes, it says so on a mug, so it must be true.
Uh-huh.
Well...
That was interesting. That was interesting. We still got the Dorito challenge today after the next song as well, which is going to be really quite excellent. Great way to round off the show. We should probably get glasses of milk for that one.
That would be wise.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of cake here. I'm very full.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try and get this out of the way. Well, first thing is first, I'm going to read these health warnings that I promised earlier. In this bag, it's called Doritos Roulette, and it's got mainly the regular cheese flavour, but some that they've made extra spicy. And on the back of the packet, it says, not recommended for young children, and wash hands thoroughly after eating.
Okay.
Which is a good start. And in fact, there was a story in The Guardian where someone called Beth Laybourne, age 14, from Scarborough, ate an entire bag of these with some friends, and said, I really thought I was going to die.
Wow, that's quite intense.
Yes.
She thought she was going to die.
She has asthma. So the breathing problems that ensued from eating these were not enjoyable,
so,
I think.
And so she what's the concept? The so the concept says, is some of them are not spicy, some of them are spicy.
That's the idea. Most of them don't are know cheesy ones, and
is
some of them are spicy
like
ones.
One in six is
yeah, something like that.
Really hot. And the rest of it's normal.
Okay.
I'm going to open the bag.
Okay.
But surely the hot ones must be rubbing off on the other ones in there.
Well, we shall have
I don't really understand crisp science.
This is... Okay, so I've opened the bag and they do all look the same. So
okay, interesting.
This is... It's going to be an interesting experience.
Just makes them even more terrifying.
Okay, so...
Let's have a go on these.
Shall I start?
Why not?
Do you feel lucky?
I picked up one. It smells not spicy, but who can tell? Ready?
Indeed. Let's find out.
It's kind of spicy, but not very. Hang on. It's building. That's quite spicy.
Yeah. Apparently what? It is like it doesn't hit you at first.
Ah! Ha ha!
And then it all arrived.
Woo! Oh, that's a spicy one.
Yep. So I'm going to have a go on mine now. I think that was a cheese one. I'm not getting it yet, but we'll give it a moment because it does creep up on you. No, I'm safe. That was a cheese one.
Right, okay, I've got one here.
Go on.
Let's see what happens. It's curled up slightly. I hope that's not a bad omen.
And mine was curled up slightly.
Tastes cheesy for now.
My tongue still hurts, but let's give this another go.
A little bit of sort of heat behind it. I'm guessing that's just rubbed off from something.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, this one's just cheesy.
All right, my turn then. Let's grab one of these.
It was like a slightly uncomfortable cheese Dorito.
Mm. Uh-oh. That's not cheese. That is definitely not cheese. But I've got to eat the whole thing.
Oh dear, there seems to be some distress occurring.
Is that very spicy?
It's getting there.
Oh, ooh. Water's the worst thing you can drink. Drink milk. Are you going for another one there?
I have my next one.
Go on. You still
blimey, that's that's spicy.
Another cheese one, Catherine.
Yeah, that was even tamer than the last one.
I think that was just cheese.
Good. My turn again.
Mm.
Yep, I think that's cheese.
Okay.
But it's kind of spicy cheese now. Oh no, wasn't cheese, wasn't cheese, wasn't cheese.
Oh no.
Oh, I genuinely feel like I'm breathing fire.
Just a standard cheesy fare.
So. Mm-hmm.
Let's give this a go. Just cheese.
Oh, God.
I feel like I've been spared.
I'm not feeling lucky anymore.
No. Well, you've had a couple of them. cheese?
Think so. Give it a moment. Yeah, no, that's definitely cheese.
Good. Okay. I really want to get one of the really spicy ones now.
Do you? Do you really?
Well, it looked fun.
Uh-huh.
Vaguely.
Just cheese, yeah.
Oh!
Miracles can happen. Indeed.
I have lost the bad song of the week this week. Wow!
There we are.
Not expecting that. So, how many wins is this to you now, Chris?
This is my third win out of eight.
So I'm still winning.
You're still winning with five.
Yeah,
but I'm now on three. So you know, I'm clawing back victory from the jaws of defeat.
And slowly. So. Oh, that's terrible. So
treat me like a princess
has won over.
But first of all, you got to check your stuff like a real dead city 250.
Well, like I said, it's informative, educational. It has noticeable rhymes. I mean,
that is true.
It's sung vaguely in tune. It's got all the benefits over.
But first of all, you got to check your stuff like a real dead city 250 with the meat and cheese that's ready to go. Yeah. A towel. Keep your station looking cool, but most of all, you got to have your tool.
I guarantee I'm going to be singing this in the shower tomorrow morning.
Oh, lovely. That, yeah. Most of all, you've got to have your tool.
Well, indeed. Maybe shouldn't have said shower.
So, like as we do every week, you have voted for it. You have told us that the bad song of the week. I can't really tell you that you don't. You actually have won this week.
Yes, by a mere one vote. But, you know, thank you for that one vote, whoever you were.
Yeah, that was a much appreciated vote for Chris's song. It was actually the worst song of the week.
It was the worst song of the week and potentially all time. So, yes, that's about it.
It's about that time, isn't it?
Yeah, we set ourselves that arbitrary two-hour thing. We've run right over the other end of it. So, you know, it's probably about... I'm trying to read my notes, but I'm still kind of in intense Dorito pain. But
the next show,
yes, that is going to be in 2 weeks' time, I believe.
So September the 11th.
Yes, that'll be Friday, September the 11th. I've even got it written down.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be back in 2 weeks on the 11th of September, and I suppose I hope you've enjoyed our
attempts at baking
and food eating and weird combinations as much as we have.
Yes, it's been a very filling show.
It has been a very filling show. I was actually thinking I might have to get food after this, but I definitely think not now.
I think we're okay.
I might have to not eat for a while just to let my body recover from the evening.
Potentially. Well, I can't taste anything and probably won't be able to until, like,
Tuesday.
2017. But
well, that's saying something.
Yeah, those Doritos were spicy. But it's been fun and filling and generally delicious.
Well, from me, Kez.
From me, Chris.
And me, Catherine.
Well, that's goodbye.
We all remembered our names.
Excellent. We did. Have a lovely fortnight, everybody. And we will see you in 2 weeks.